If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Back on the 4th of March, do you remember? We spoke to Janet Dixon, the real estate agent, and we had Janet on then talking about the consequences, you'll remember this, of refusing to complete a Te Reo Māori, Tikanga and Treaty Waitangi course. And it was all kind of crazy at the time when we spoke to Janet back in early March, 2 months ago. Now we're back. We thought we'd have Janet back to update us on what has been happening and the point that she's at right now. Janet, great to have you back. How are you?
All the better for seeing you.
Oh.
It is great that you guys are back, and thanks so much for the privilege of talking with you.
Well, it's our privilege, actually. It's a mutual privilege situation, yeah. Let me put it that way. Okay, so 2 months ago we chatted, and I remember what you said back then. Mm-hmm. You were kind of sort of mired in the fallout from the problems you were having. So, okay, fast forward to now. What's happening?
Okay, so, yep, we've moved along. The lawyers, that's Franks Ogilvy in Wellington, have been absolutely magnificent because, as you know, I applied for an exemption, was refused, went to law within the real estate authority, and that didn't work, is for next year. So up stepped Frank Ogilvy, and then immediately came the funding from Hobson's Pledge.
Now, oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. So Hobson's Pledge, within 48 hours of Stephen Franks, of Franks Ogilvy, actually offering to take the case and to find a fundraiser, that was all go, all go. And it's just been...
Wait on. That okay. Must have felt pretty good.
Whoa, did it what? I mean, how amazing. The fact of the matter was, we would lose our house if I proceeded.
Oh, isn't it ironic, a real estate agent losing their house?
No, correct. And that no way can you fund a judicial review in the High Court. You can't do it.
Well, that's an interesting thing in of itself, because it means the little person really doesn't have a hope, right? And they know that, do they? They know that.
They know that, yep.
Okay. Carry on.
Yeah, so they went hard at it straight away. That we've got, as part of the funding deal, we've got a media outfit that is doing the stuff. We've got a website under hobsonspledge.nz, and they keep things up to date. I was immediately fired, as you know, and the lawyers, between us and them, had a nice chat. It took a while, actually, but... they sorted it, and it was just much better for everybody if that particular issue for the public went away. Not being terribly impressed with shooting the messenger was the feedback that we got.
I mean, I could have told you that would happen. Yeah. I could have told them that would happen.
I know.
Anyway, kind of a dumb move. Words, not yours, don't worry.
Correct. And, you know, there's no hard feelings. I love them to bits. They're my colleagues and friends. And, so I'm working largely from home at the moment. And it's interesting out there. But the main focus is this case. We intend to win it. I tell you what the RE, the Real Estate Authority, did fairly early on. They tried to demand that I should pay a bunch of money up front.
Okay.
Against the fact that I would lose the case.
Oh, okay. So they just, I guess, assumed that that you would be the loser. There's a kind of arrogance in that, isn't there?
100. Oh, I know. So anyway, the Franks Ogilvy went to the judge at the High Court and said, this is not on. And long and the short of it is that the judge agreed. And furthermore, he said that this case has merit and is in the public interest. And we know that the public is hugely behind. We've had massive response. We've got a tip line up there on Hobson's Bend.
A tip line.
Tip line. Yep. Because, as we know, the reason Franks Ogilvie took the case and wanted to is that the nation is ready for a law change that will stop this nonsense happening in right across the board. And in that tip line, we said, tell us your story. You know, if you're a nurse or whatever it is you are, tell us your story. And that's a pretty brave thing to do. I know people who wanted to do that, but they just go, I'll have to put my name, you know, and anxiety about that. But 140 people from across, I'm going to read you.
Oh, okay. Go for it. Yeah.
Engineers, accountants, lawyers, business brokers, and of course, real estate agents, health sector, doctors, nurses, surgeons, midwives, acupuncturists, anesthetists, podiatrists, chiropractors, physios, social workers, mental health and addiction specialists, Plunkett nurses, pharmacists. Also, we've heard from Fire and Emergency New Zealand, the New Zealand Police, and the universities and other training institutions. And that is staggering.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they are up against the same thing. This is nationwide.
Mate. So you turned out to be the canary in the coal mine that roared.
Yeah, well, it sort of was, despite, in a way, this enormous sense of injustice, or that this ain't right. And what do you do? Do you lie down, or you just go for the final time? No. I'm not going to. And then suddenly it took off.
Because you could have sat through all of that and done performative gestures and looked like you were kind of buying it. I suppose you could have done that and sort of scraped by, but you didn't. You chose not to.
And can I tell you that one of the reasons when I said I want an exemption was on, yes, it was on philosophical grounds, but actually in my bringing up, I was brought up amongst Maori families, and one of the had a weirdo family actually came and looked after us.
Yeah, I think you might have mentioned that last time we chatted.
Probably did.
No,
yeah.
You did. I remember you saying it. Now that you mentioned it.
Sorry to repeat that, but people say, and a couple of people who phoned me or messaged me felt that I had nothing to offer in that way, and. Sorry, that's not the way it is.
Just going back to the comment you made about trying to force you to pay up front.
Yep.
Was that also a tactic to try and take you out of the game?
I'm sure.
That you would look at that and say, oh, God, I can't do this. I don't have the money, and sort of walk away. Was that the tactic, you think?
Look, I don't know what was in their minds, but it was certainly arrogant. And was meant to put me down and give us a problem.
Because they would have had legal advice. I don't want to drill too deep because I know things are, you know, in flux. But surely their lawyers told them, hey, don't go there.
Yeah. I gather they've got a KC working for them. I don't even know who it is. But good luck. Yeah.
Okay. So what does it mean now? What does it all mean now? How do you maintain these relationships in this tense situation?
Well, as far as the people who are supporting us, some of them are regularly in touch. Business owners, real estate business owners, who want to update me about what the situation's like in Arrowtown or Wellington, or, you know, what and how that this case still has major importance and don't give up. You know, that's how do we maintain
you've still got to work in the business, haven't you?
Well, and sure. And the people who are still coming to me to sell their house, they are going, man, good for you. I guess the people who don't like what's going on won't ask me to do business for them. I don't know. They might. Personally, I think I probably stand on my own feet regardless of this.
So do you think there's now... Is this a bigger picture view here? It's happening through you, but are we seeing some kind of, you know, real pushback now, do you feel?
That's what it looks like. The feeling is very strong. And by the number of the breadth of effect, in that big list of people who've been in touch with us. That's huge in terms of affecting all parts of society.
Huh. Yeah. So what are your feelings towards the real estate authority now? I would probably be quite angry if it was me, but I get worked up about these things anyway. Do you kind of forgive them? Do you think they were caught in a difficult situation? Just trying to explore as to why you would be so doubling down on an issue like this. And with the obvious downside, it's like not reading the room.
Correct. I do believe that. They have dug themselves into a hole, I think. And, I mean, we've got to work under them, and I've worked with them, as I might have said, on their National Advisory Committee. I did my 2 years, and that was a wonderful experience. It was an earlier CEO, but there was no suggestion of anything like this at that time. It was about 16, 17.
It occurs to me, and I want to get your view, that there's a pattern here, because here you are, 30 years, I think it is, in the real estate business, obviously quite successful. You don't last that long if you're not selling houses.
Correct.
And creating the relationships.
Correct.
That are required for that to happen in the way to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And you just mentioned your involvement before there at a higher level of that.
Yeah.
Yet you can be thrown overboard at the first moment.
Yep. That's exactly right. We're contractors, and they can.
But there's no respect, is what I'm saying. There's no. It's like what your body of work is doesn't have any value to them.
Yeah, I guess we've got to look after the buyers and the sellers, and if you look after them well, and I absolutely tread that straight line, you do get return business. I think.
Yeah.
But you're right. We are dispensable, utterly dispensable.
Throw them overboard.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the company that you work for was Harcourts, wasn't it?
Correct.
Okay. So, and you've been reinstated, or were you ever actually let go officially?
Yes, and we've had to do a whole new contract. Yep, that's right. So,
are you happy with the way you've been treated in the latest, developments by them?
No criticism whatsoever. I mean, I just want it back to the family, So it's just not a cheap. No. Everything.
Okay, so how long will this all take, do you think, to work through?
Okay, so our hearing in the High Court, there's always a big queue, is in June, possibly mid-June. So
Well, that's not too far away.
No, that's right. And the guys are doing their homework every day.
I've got to ask you this. How's the real estate market right now, Janet?
Ooh. Okay. Can I only speak for Auckland and where our own area, but we do have more listings than we've had for a while, and there is very little traffic through the open homes just right now.
Okay. And do you think that reflects the, the squeeze on the cost of living?
Yeah, who knows? The fact is that they're not turning up. Yeah.
Okay. Because there used to be queues, didn't there?
I know. Yes, that's right.
The good old days.
They had to have a bouncer at the door so to make sure that you knew who was coming in the house. And I understand also that Wellington is facing challenges right now with so many people leaving their jobs in the government.
Yeah.
That they're scarpering back to where they came from, and there are empty rentals and empty houses. So
what sort of reset does that do to the market? I don't want to get into a long thing, but I'm just curious.
Some supply and demand is going to take over. We know which way it works. Prices rise when the supply is short. But I'm sure it's specific to different areas in New Zealand, because the regions are going to be doing well with people who are leaving the cities. So,
moving back, yeah.
Yeah, no, so it's a tricky topic, and, takes one a risk in making any sort of statement at all, but you can only just talk about what you know as to do with the traffic in your open homes and how much inquiry there is.
The reason I ask is because I think we know there's a cost of living squeeze. Inflation is up there. The interest rates, there's been a slight easing of sort of a tenth of 1%, which is really, you know, it's like trying to see if the sea level has risen. It's imperceptible almost. And I think it's something that is on the minds because New Zealanders have a culture of seeing property as their kind of gateway through to some sort of quality of retirement. Am I right?
Correct. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great to catch up with you, Janet. And I'm so interested to hear how that case goes. Good on you for being staunch. All right.
Thank you, Paul. But good on you for letting people speak. I'm just grateful for that.
And we can all here at RCR relate to what you're telling us about being supported, because we have been too. It's a great feeling to know that people are willing to step up, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right, Janet, we'll get back sometime around, we know you said mid-June, kind of somewhere in that ballpark, and we'll get an update. But in the meantime, thanks for coming on and good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Paul.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day in life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.